Hello. This is a podcast of the Alamosa School District Radio Education, and I am your host, Adriana Chapa. I am a mother, teacher, and your neighbor. Joining me is Assistant Superintendent Luis Murillo. Hello, Luis. Here we are for our third episode.
Hi, Adri. Yeah, our third episode. I can't believe we're here. It's gone kind of fast.
It has. So in this podcast, we discuss the physical, emotional, and psychological safety of our students through conversations with school principals, administrators, teachers, and other experts.
Yes, we do. And we have a lot of information to share today. So stay tuned.
Awesome. Well, let's get started with today's podcast. Our first segment is, Did You Know? Luis, I'm sure you have some interesting information to share with us today.
I do. Did you know that Alamosa School District has a 5-year strategic plan, which was co-created with the community and adopted this school year?
A 5-year strategic plan. That is wonderful. So you said this was co-created with the community. So I suppose there was a committee that was formed. How did you get input from the community?
Well, we held a total of 5 listening sessions in which we heard from a total of 216 people. We heard from different stakeholder groups, varying from students to teachers to administrators to community members to board members. So the process that we followed is we held listening sessions, and we also put together what we called a steering committee, which was composed of 27 people who volunteered to be part of it, again, with the same DNA of the stakeholders that I talked about. We had students who were wonderful. Their feedback was phenomenal. We had teachers. We had administrators. We had community partners, as well as business leaders. And then we also had a core group. And the responsibility the work that the steering committee did was to take all the data that was gathered from the listening sessions and then to do some synthesizing to then bring about what we now know as our strategic master plan.
Okay, so I see. So actually, many people were able to contribute their thoughts and opinions, including the students that you talked about. What was the age group of the students?
Age group was mostly high school, but we also put it in front of our middle school, so secondary students.
Okay, secondary students, and they've been through the process, been through the schools, and then were able to give us feedback. That's great. All right, so let's dive into this strategic plan. What are some of the focus areas on this strategic plan?
Well, what we heard from community is they want us to focus on 3 major things. Those 3 major things can be broken down into academics, safety, and family partnership. More specifically, what our strategic plan says, focus area 1 reads as high quality student centered learning, which is what we're all about. We are
Absolutely.
An educational institution. Focus area 2 is healthy students and staff. We know that in order for us to do the job of teaching and learning, our staff and our kids need to feel safe. And our community members or parents, they need to know that they are safe when that their kids are safe when they send them to school. And then lastly, more than ever, we need to continue to partner with our families, with community members, and it needs to be a 2-way conversation.
Okay. So academics, safety, and family partnerships, all of them extremely important. Then we can say that the strategic plan serves as the North Star and is key in how we spend our budget, time, and overall resources. Yes?
That is correct. And in fact, our Board of Education voted 7-0 to approve our plan. And we've begun and will continue to work our plan to make Alamosa School District the best place to learn and to work.
Wonderful. So maybe another time we can revisit this strategic plan, maybe in the new year, and see how it's impacting our schools.
For sure. In fact, our superintendent wants to be on Education Radio. So
oh, wonderful.
We'll have her talk to us about the strategic plan.
Great. We look forward to that. Well, let's move on to our second segment, Getting to Know Our Schools. We have a special guest today, don't we?
Yes, we do. We actually have with us Michelle Wilson. So Michelle has been with our district for 23 years. I learned that today. And she has been serving our district as Alamosa Elementary School 3-5 principal for the last 3 years.
Welcome to Education Radio, Michelle.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you are more than welcome. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a Valley native, so I grew up in Alamosa. I love the Valley. I love Alamosa. Teaching in our district and being part of the school community is definitely a passion for me. I have my two grown girls are off in college, and they also went through the Alamosa School District, had great success. It definitely prepared them to be the young adults that they are today in school. So
wonderful. Good to hear.
Yeah, they're doing great.
All right, Michelle, so we'll get right into it. In previous podcasts, we've had Andy LaVia, our high school principal. We've also had Amy Ortega, who's our middle school principal. And both of them, we've talked about the high reliability schools surveys, which is something that we are all working on. And when I looked at your survey results, some of the things that jumped out are those I don't knows. So I'm going to read some of those questions and then just give you a chance to tell our audience what it is that you are doing in your building to address those specific questions. So one of them that jumped out at me, it says, the emergency management procedures at my child's school are updated on a regular basis. And about 40% of the folks who completed the survey said, yes, I know that this happens. But 45.7 said, I don't know. So tell us what that looks like, that updating the practice so that folks know what to do in case of an emergency.
That is a great question. And I think that as a district, we do everything that we can to keep our policies up to date, and especially our safety plans, and communicating that to our staff and our students by practicing drills. For us, what we learned from this is that this is definitely something that we need to communicate out. So we're sharing with parents and families in the community what we are doing to update our emergency management procedures and how we are practicing that in school.
And we also do tabletops. In fact, it wasn't that long ago where we all sat around and we did a tabletop exercise. And for our listeners, a tabletop exercise in the context that we're talking about is scenarios. So how would we respond within our crisis plan in this scenario? And those are very interesting.
Very, yes. And definitely just making sure that we follow those protocols, so those practices. And it's important even for us to do as an admin team.
Yeah. All right. Well, the second question that caught my attention, it says, at my child's school, teachers who teach the same grade use the same test, quizzes, and assignments. And again, 21.7% said, yes, I know this happens. But 60.4 said, I don't know. And I know this is something big for education, but I know that this happens for sure at the 3-5. So tell us what that looks like.
That is, we have definitely included that in our Unified Improvement Plan as well at the 3-5 building, because one of our main focuses is to have regular PLCs every Friday at 1 o'clock. My teams, they meet, we talk about pacing, they just completed some of the standards work and outlining the essential standards and supporting standards, and then again pacing with each other in teams, like where we are at within lessons and our resources and where we're at in standards. Looking at those common formative assessments, talking about, interventions that can be used for kids, maybe some common misconceptions and what classroom teachers are doing to address that. And so we included that in the UIP because it's important for teachers to collaborate and, well, for groups to collaborate. And for, a couple of years with the pandemic, that has been taken from us a little bit. And so getting back into that and working as a community, because I truly believe that's what we are, and just having that communication among teams and building that community again has proven to show just very effective so far. I know that the feedback that I've received has just been very grateful for that time.
As a district, we are working on a guaranteed and viable curriculum. Mm-hmm. You talked about pacing. Can you break it down for our listeners? What is pacing? What does that mean in educational talk?
That's a great question. So one of our resources in math is Bridges Math. And so when they talk about pacing, they're looking at lessons that we're using within that resource. And usually, you know, we have 8 teachers approximately in each grade level. And so that's a lot of teams, and that's a lot of teachers that are coming together and really trying to pace within 3 to 5 lessons of content that we're teaching. And that's important. And so using those resources, looking at those objectives, looking at those essential standards, and making sure that we are teaching the content, grade level content, to our students. And so pacing is just really within 3 to 5 lessons of each other. In ELA, our resource is Wit and Wisdom. And so, which comes with novel studies and essential questions and lots of writing. And then also just making sure that when we come to some of those checkpoints, some of those CFAs that we're giving, and then pacing out when we can look at that data at the next PLC. Mm-hmm. Have some really educational conversations, which I'm a nerd about, and we all are. We love to talk about learning and students and data. And so this is just keeping within a few lessons of each other. And we know we're not carbon copies of each other, and each classroom looks a little bit different, but the content students are receiving is the same.
Awesome.
That's wonderful. Yes, absolutely. And I congratulate you, because alignment is not an easy job to do in a grade level.
Right.
But you and your team have taken those steps to put it into place. And I congratulate you on that. That's a lot of work that goes into accomplishing that.
It is, and they are just, it's fun to see, because they are just seeing these connections and the standards, and things are color-coded, because that's what we do.
Wonderful, yes, of course.
And, you know, and we're just so incredibly organized, but just knowing what that vision is, and, you know, knowing where our kids are, and one of the things that I talk to my staff about frequently, and even our students, is that forward is a pace, and that we can keep going, and forward is a pace, and just to keep that in mind, because we are going places, we are moving, and forward is a pace.
Forward is a pace.
Yes.
Perfect. Love that. Forward is a pace.
Yep.
So the last question I'd like to get your thoughts on regarding the HRS survey. It reads, the leaders of my child's school collect information from teachers about their opinions. And again, 31.7 said, yes, I know this happens. 52.7 said, I don't know. I know that, you know, Michelle doesn't have all the power in the world to make all the decisions in the world. And really, you know, leadership is a shared leadership model. So what does that look like?
So one thing that I am incredibly blessed with at the 3-5 is just that we have a team of teachers that do want to, that do just have such great, vast information and knowledge to share. One of the ways that we do that is through our staff leadership team, which now is, we're really combining that team with our MTSS district implementation team coming together. We just recently rolled out, a focus plan, like really looking at, you know, where some of the needs are in our school and how we can strengthen that team and how we can strengthen the needs of our school. And then taking that information from the SLTs, talking about them in grade level teams and in PLCs, collecting that information and then putting it into practice. So having regular meetings, having an agenda, having their teacher's voice, leader's voice at the table, and really, really doing something about that information that is brought to our attention. So, and there we talk a lot about, I have a lot of, I don't know what we call them, but structure plus strategy equals success. Mm-hmm. So when you put a structure into place and you have a strategy to get there, we're going to be successful. So we apply that in throughout academics. We apply it in walking in the hallways. We apply it through our leadership teams. And so when we can have those things in place, we're going to definitely make some gains.
Mm-hmm. So you have a school leadership team where you get to hear from educators, from mm-hmm. your teachers. There's also the accountability committee, the school accountability committee. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that. What is its purpose, and who do you get to hear from?
So at the school accountability meeting, again, it's a monthly meeting. It usually follows our PTO meeting. And there we have the mostly parents led on concerns, and not always concerns, but really just a great conversation between the community and parents and some of the things that they see, questions that they may have. But it's always just been a very positive experience for me, a very great learning experience for me. And then again, just providing and doing action to anything that's brought to the table. So like having action that follows through. And then when we meet the next month, we talk about that action. We talk about what we're putting in place. And then again, like those agenda topics come from them again, come from the parents.
Yeah. It's been my experience that, you know, leadership is about service. Mm-hmm. And we definitely need to stay in touch with the folks that we serve so that we're able to, within our capacity, remove those barriers so that folks can do, you know, their job and teachers can get to teach and, you know, parents can get to parenting and students can get to learning. Mm-hmm. So I've kind of dominated a conversation grounded on HRS survey. What else is your school focused on?
We are focused on, well, if we tie it back to your strategic plan, we did develop our UIP around those same pillars. So creating that high quality student-centered learning in all areas, that effective teaching in every classroom. And how are we doing that? We're doing PLCs. We're aligning our standards. We're looking at where kids are at. And we know we've got some gaps to fill. But again, forward is a pace. And it's amazing because our, you know, the teachers, they're in the trenches and they keep going and they keep teaching and, you know, they keep building community and relationships within the school. And you can definitely feel it. We're working on really, really that safe and supportive collaborative culture, healthy students and staff, and getting kids to school and addressing those chronic absenteeism. We're making phone calls home. We are having attendance mediations. I'm leading them. Sometimes my assistant principal, Eric Palmer, leads them. At times Miss O leads them. But really finding out what are those barriers and how can we get your child to school consistently? Because at the end of the day, we want them in school. We want them in school every day. We enjoy seeing them. We enjoy what they offer. We enjoy every piece of them. So really creating that family partnership. And then again, building onto that and just at the school accountability committees, reaching out, providing newsletters, sending bright arrows, reaching out to families to attend those meetings so that they can provide that input. And then again, we could take action and work again as a team. And then really just focusing on academics. So whether we are doing after-school programming to identify some of those learning gaps, or we are starting back with our GT and identifying our GT students as well and addressing that. And one of the great things with this semester, which we haven't had before, we have 9 teachers that are teaching after-school programming. Mm-hmm. We have 90 students that stay for after-school programming. So we have a large group of students. We have students that are on a waiting list that would like to join after-school programming. And we have really tailored that after-school programming to exactly what kids need. So we're looking at assessment data. We're pulling it. We're looking at exactly, and you know, what our kids need to move on to the next level. And we're targeting that. So it's not homework help. And because we have so many students, I really just want to be sure it's not come and we're going to help with homework, but it really is targeting those skills that kids need to be successful, to move on into their grade level content. And it has been really, really successful. So I'm excited to see what the data is going to show us mid-year because it's been consistent. We started this the end of September, and it's 4 nights a week until 4:45 every night.
Mm-hmm.
So
that is so important because you're working at closing those gaps. You're not passing on those gaps in the learning.
Right.
You're taking care of it in-house. Yep. That is wonderful. 90 students staying after school.
Yes.
And you're taking care of their learning needs.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Yeah. There, it sounds like there's some great things going on at this campus. Forward is the pace.
Yep.
I love that.
Forward is the pace. And I just want to applaud the level of focus that you are bringing to the 3-5, because I know that every time I get a chance to talk to you, you speak about that focus of grounding you and your team on data so that we're not just throwing darts in the dark. We know exactly what kids are missing, and we are strategically addressing those needs so that we can grow mm-hmm. to then eventually get to academic achievement, which is our goal.
Yep.
So good work.
Absolutely. Yeah. Wonderful work happening there. Yes.
Yes. Thank you. And I am. I'm part of an amazing team. And like I said, they come in, they do the work, they're in the trenches. I recognize that. And they are working so hard. And we all have the same goal. So building relationships, raising achievement, forward is a pace. We're going to get there.
We look forward.
Before we move on to our next segment, I know the purpose of this podcast, we talk about safety. You talked about, you know, the physical safety Just briefly mention about your counseling team, because I know have, you know, tier one, tier two, tier three,
tier four, and we are
addressing some of the needs that our kids, our community, you know, they come with to our school, and it is our job to address those. So if you can just talk about that structure.
Yes, I would love to, because you're exactly right. So tier one counseling, everybody gets guidance every single week. So that is for everybody. They are learning life skills, and everybody gets that content. Tier two are students that might need a small group session, one-on-one sessions with a counselor that have been identified. Our tier three students are really students that have a higher need. And those are with our mental health counselors. They're available every Monday through Thursday of the week. We've contracted with Rocky Mountain Counseling Group that helps provide that service. They're in the building. They have a classroom. They're most certainly part of our community, and their caseloads, they're making such a huge difference. And I tease about the tier four. We know that we really don't have a tier four, but we do have a restorative counselor as well, and she does a ton of work with circles and restorative groups and doing everything that we can to stay proactive with relationships and how kids communicate with each other, and having girls group, and how sometimes we have to handle some of those social situations that, you know, at this age, we just don't know how to handle. We do our best to be proactive. I also know sometimes we're reactive if an altercation happens at the school. One of the ways that they come back into school, being reintegrated, is having a restorative conference with that person they had the altercation with. So we can identify that root cause. We can come up with some agreements. And, you know, we stay true to those, and we hold each other accountable. So, yeah, that our counseling department is amazing.
Well, it seems like you are just taking care of students in every respect. And again, congratulations to you and to all of your staff for putting this together. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing all of this very valuable information about your campus.
And we look forward to hearing more about all the awesome things happening at AES35 on another podcast.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, we are now to our last segment. Upcoming events. Well, I'm going to start off with a high school musical that is happening this week. In fact, it is called High School Musical, and they are performing on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. at the high school auditorium. You can buy your tickets right there at the door. Student tickets are $5, and adult tickets are $8. It is bound to be a fun evening of theater with singing and dancing. There are many very talented students involved. Maybe I'll see you there.
It's exciting.
The other thing that we have coming up that I'm personally looking forward to, and I'm sure folks listening to this podcast will be, is our Thanksgiving break.
So we are
just a few days from, you know, just having a week off and some time to recharge and for families to be together.
Absolutely.
So by the time this podcast is recorded and out, we might be very close to our Thanksgiving break. So just hoping everyone out there to stay safe and have some wonderful family time and come back and be re-energized for the last push before we go on to our Christmas break.
That's right. And we'll have 3 weeks of school left when we come back. All right. Well, parents and neighbors, thank you for joining us. Radio Education is a podcast by the Alamosa School District. Podcasts are available in both English and Spanish and are a click away on our district page. Remember, parents, that a good education is key to your child's success and provides your child with a life of options. Until next time.
Alamosa School District, students today, leaders tomorrow.